Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
15 years ago, Ireland was in a very different place economically. The economy was on its knees and the government had to step in to bail out the entire banking system. It created a so-called bad bank to take on 31.8 billion euros of banking debt, which no one else would touch. Many were sceptical that it would ever break even. But NAMA winds up this year having paid back that 32 billion euro and a surplus of 5.5 billion to Irish taxpayers. I spoke to Brendan McDonagh, the chief executive of NAMA, who himself was in the news of late, and began by asking him about that money being returned to taxpayers.
I do think we have delivered, and NAMA could have done a lot of things, but all it could do legally was what was the rectus that passed in terms of our obligation, which was to maximise the return on the assets. And I believe we've done that in delivering 5.5 billion surplus back to the taxpayer is a substantial return in any day of the week.
Just to take us back to 2009 and the state of the economy, the state of the country, you were asked to take on assets, what you describe as a total consideration of almost 32 billion euro. Tell us more, what was in that total consideration?
Well, I suppose in terms of total consideration, effectively the government had no money to give NAMA to pay the banks for the assets acquired. So effectively there was issued IOUs in the form of government guaranteed bonds of over 30 billion and 1.6 billion of sub-debt. And at that stage, the international credit rating agencies, and S&P in particular, started downgrading Ireland and ascribed zero value to the assets that NAMA acquired. And we had a massive row with S&P at the time. And they said that was our methodology. And in fairness to S&P, as NAMA had become profitable over the last few years, the same guy who was involved back in 2009 and 10 having arguments with me came back and when he visited Ireland to reassess Ireland's credit rating. He says, yeah, you were right. He says, you were wrong. He says, you've done a great job in terms of delivering the surplus. And he says, that was our methodology. It was never.
So just to be clear, of the 30 to almost 32 billion euros in consideration or IOUs that had to be written to save the banks, all of that money has been repaid and then some?
Yeah, absolutely. All that money has been repaid. And on top of that, after taking account of all the costs of operating NAMA over the years and the interest on the debt that we had that we issued that we had to pay back as well, where we have a 5.5 billion surplus come back to the state. So I think that's a pretty good return. It's about 13% return per annum. Over since 2010.
And which no bank will give you?
No bank will give you. And even I think in terms of any investment manager that could deliver 13% per annum, I think would be a substantial performance.
There's one or two assets left to be sorted out and there's one or two cases yet to be sorted out. What happens to them by the end of the year when NAMA is formally or legislatively ended?
Well, at that stage, we've been planning for this for a long time, is that any assets that can be sold will be sold. But we think that there will be potentially, maybe as we say today, maybe potentially up to 10 legal cases left, and there potentially be about less than 20 million in value worth of assets associated with those cases, which will just have to wind its way through the court process both here in Ireland and overseas. And when that's resolved eventually, and we can't control the timing of that, then those assets would be sold. I think if I was predicting today, I would think that the resolution unit in terms of dealing with NAMA's residual assets would probably take, probably best estimate, about 2 years.
There's a lot of very wise people in hindsight who said that NAMA missed an opportunity, that it could have restructured our housing system given the amount of assets and the amount of developers that were on the books. It could have built far more homes, far more affordable homes, and that it didn't do that.
Well, I think people are missing the point here. The objective was set by the legislation that NAMA has. The Oireachtas and the government decided not to change NAMA's legislation, but we did take a step change, I think, in 2014 onwards. We said it, we agreed with the Minister of Finance at the time, Michael Noonan, that we'd try and deliver 20,000 units. As it turns out, we delivered well over double that, over 42,500 units since 2014. But people forget that in the early years of NAMA, between 2010 and 13, as house prices were falling and continued to fall, that the cost of building exceeded the cost you could sell them at, and we couldn't fund them on that basis because we had the European Commission breathing down our neck because of a state aid complaint.
There will be some people who said that you were lucky, that you were blessed with the fact that quite a few multinationals, American multinationals, placed their IP, their intellectual property in Ireland, and that meant they had to come here and set up shop and buy some of the gleaming structures that we can see here in Dublin Docklands.
I remember back in 2012 and 13 engaging with Richard Bruton, who was the Minister of Enterprise at the time, and the IDA, saying there isn't enough office space in Dublin. The IDA have a pipeline of companies coming in. So as soon as the SDZ was approved formally in May,
this strategic planning zone,
which is here at the Docklands where we're here today, Joe, effectively this is all brownfield sites. When that's approved in May 14, we immediately set off running a competition to appoint somebody on this site. This was the first site here where Dublin Landings is. We appointed Ballymore Oxley, and that was the kickoff of the Docklands, and we have never looked back, and it's been very successful, thankfully.
And finally, and personally with you, you've been in the news probably for unwanted reasons in recent terms. We don't know how to spell the word czar officially. What happens to Brendan McDonagh now that he's ruled himself out from that particular role?
I'm an individual. I've been doing a job. I'll continue to do my job in AMA until the end of the year. And I'm an NTMA employee, and we'll see what happens as in the future.
And that was Brendan McDonagh, the chief executive of NAMA, who won't be the future housing czar. And NAMA winds up at the end of the year. Back in a moment with all the markets.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.